Welcome back to the Kix 95.3 Morning Show. I have special guests in studio, if you please. Welcome the Hoquiam Loggers Playday Royal Court for 2022. Please welcome to the show, we've got Karen. Karen Blood, who's practically almost related to me, my a senior at Hoquiam High School. By the way, all of our members of the Royal Court are seniors at Hoquiam High School. We've got Kendall Davis, Emily McAllister, and Ashley Bates.
Morning.
So now I understand that you're all princesses, but somebody gets crowned. Is it queen?
Yes.
And now when do you find out who gets crowned queen?
I'm going to find out tomorrow.
Before, after the big play day ceremony, in the morning, in the afternoon, or?
I believe it's going to be at the parade.
Now, what do you guys think? Does anybody have any idea who it might be? Are you all clueless, or you're all pretty sure? Nah, it's going to be, you know, so-and-so.
Well, I mean, we know.
Oh, you do know.
Just you guys don't know.
Okay, we don't know. So it's a big secret.
Yes.
Okay, so they let you guys know early. So for one of you, it's pretty exciting, and everybody else is acting excited, but you're really disappointed. Is that what's happening here? So how do you decide who is going to be crowned queen? What's the criteria?
It is whoever shows up the most, the truck washes, the committee meetings. Mm-hmm. A fraction of it is who sells the most buttons, who has the most donations. It's all kind of a little bit into a little mixing pot, and whoever just comes out on top is the one who is the queen.
And so part of that, of course, a big part of it is selling the buttons every year, which also gets you the admission into Loggers Play Day. Now, during the parade, I imagine there'll be some more button selling going on. So you'll be selling buttons during the parade. You'll be selling buttons, time engine, today. How important is the button selling? I know it's a big part of it.
It is very important because throughout the, like, I don't know how many months, like 5 months, we have to sell them, and we go to different like parades all around like the West. And it's like hard because at first no one doesn't want to get one because it's not even close to our show.
Yeah.
And then now everyone starts flooding in like a day before and they're like, can we have one? And we're just like, go to these local stores that we put them at. We don't have any more right now on us.
So we ran out.
Or like if you came to us sooner, it'd be so much easier. But no, they just come in at one time usually.
Now, when did you find out that you were going to be a member of the Royal Court? When did you guys learn that?
Around March, we kind of just tried out.
You tried out? Do you have to like fill out an application? And then there's an actual like a physical tryout?
It was like kind of like an interview. You go and you talk to the committee and just tell them about yourself, and then they'll decide who fits best.
Do you know how many people were in the running before it came down to you four?
Like 7 girls.
7 total?
Yeah.
And then you four made the final cut.
Yes.
That's got to feel good, right?
Yeah.
Now, you said you have to go and do other parades and stuff. What was your first parade as the Loggers Playday Royal Court?
Our first parade was in Long Beach, I believe. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what the parade was about, but it was pretty muggy. I remember that.
Yeah.
And it was pretty long.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun.
So now what? What's up for you guys now? What's your imagine you guys are be pretty busy tomorrow. So what all will you be participating in during all the festivities for Loggers Play Day?
The first event is the 6 a.m. pancake breakfast. Uh-huh. And that's at Our Lady of Good Help Church.
Oh, that starts early.
Yeah, very early. Mm-hmm. There are 7 a.m. time trials. That's for competitors. And then the parade's at noon.
Okay. Which part are you guys looking forward to the most, would you say? Ashley?
The night show at 6 p.m. at the Olympic Stadium.
That is always the really, really fun part of the whole thing because there's so many cool events that go on. Do you have a particular favorite event? I mean, there's log rolling, axe throwing.
I'm excited to see us log roll.
Are you guys going to log roll?
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
No.
That's going to be worth the price of admission alone, I think, watching these girls log roll for the first time. Well, it sounds like it's going to be an exciting day. Any other favorite events besides log rolling?
My favorite event is probably speed climbing and the springboard chop.
That's always a fun one. The springboard chop is pretty cool. Is that where they put the boards in and climb up the tree and then cut a part of the tree off?
I always like watching Lee Pickett do it. He's great at it. Shout out to you, Lee.
And also, I understand that there's something new this year, a laser show?
Yep, there's a laser show right after the logging show.
So that's like brand new.
Yeah, it was there last year, but it was kind of not very good due to technical difficulties.
Oh, there was technical. They've worked out the kinks and the bugs, and this year's going to be a lot better.
Yeah.
Now, how does that work? They're going to be like shooting laser lights out in the air? Or bouncing off the clouds, or is there?
It's from the stadium over the field.
Okay. I see. So they'll be shooting it onto the grass.
Yeah.
And you'll see a big laser show.
Well, above.
Out in the middle. I imagine there'll be some smoke effects going on and laser. There's nothing cooler than laser beams through smoke. And then, of course, right after the whole big Loggers Play Day event, there's a big dance with the Six playing. Some good friends of mine in that band. And they'll be at the Hokum Elks. Now, will you guys be at the dance?
No, it's for 21 or older.
Oh, you're not old enough.
No.
Man, that's got to kind of be a bit of a bummer, right? It's like we're the royal court, and you have an event we can't go to.
We can be outside the Elks.
Just. Okay, you can just stand outside, but that would be weird. What are you guys doing? We're just standing here. We wish we could be inside. We want to dance. No. Okay. And there's also going to be all kinds of other events going around Hokum all night long. Through Loggers Play Day as well, so get on out there. It's the 58th annual Hokum Loggers Play Day. I want to thank the Royal Court for dropping on by, and don't forget to wave at them in the parade, because they'll be waving back on the big steam donkey. You guys still ride the steam donkey, right?
Yes.
How old is that thing?
I believe that it is a replica of an 1891.
It's a replica.
Yes. I believe.
So it's not the same. It's not an actual 1881. It's a replica. So it's not. But that's the one they've been using for a long time, though, right?
Yes.
So it's the same one that they've had in every parade since as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's old.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, do you have to, part of being a princess, do you have to, like, keep that thing up and, you know, polish the steam donkey and keep it clean? And
every Friday before the parades that we have, we wash it. So we wash the whole float, the donkey, everything.
Yeah, you're gonna wash the donkey. You guys are definitely earning these titles, so way to go, and congratulations on getting that. And whoever is crowned queen, congratulations to you. We'll have to wait to find out tomorrow. They know we gotta wait. Loggers Play Day kicking off tomorrow, 6 a.m. with pancake breakfast, all kinds of events going on. You can find out on Facebook. They got a Facebook page. Check it out. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.